Unlike hearing rooms that have seating for dozens or hundreds, this State Fair exhibit hall had space for thousands. Speakers lined up at three lecterns so the committee could move from one person to the next with clockwork efficiency. One of the top complaints was Walker's education budget. Heartland Lakeside School Board President Ginny Headingson says she gets that the state's broke and that districts like hers need to take budget cuts. But she says most people don't realize that part of the governor's education budget is aimed more at local property tax relief. She says that will force deeper cuts that people don't support.
When I talk to parents, and I even talk to residents who don't have kids in the district, they say, you know what? Keep that $50 in property tax. Keep that $100 in property tax. Don't cut art. Don't cut music. Don't make class sizes grow.
Walker has said forcing teachers to pay more for health insurance and pensions will give schools the tools they need to absorb cuts. But Henningsen says those tools only get her district about half the way there. Others criticize the governor's plan to save money by getting rid of the waiting list for family care, the community-based program for seniors and the disabled. Barbara Beckert of Disability Rights Wisconsin described it this way.
Currently, we serve and enroll about 150 additional older adults every month. Now we'll have to tell those people, I'm sorry, either you can go into a nursing home or you can wait until someone dies.
Leanne Brzezinski of the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans said the governor's plan to trim the senior care budget would mean hundreds of thousands of seniors would pay more for their prescription drugs. He questioned the fairness.
There's not a single provision in the budget proposal that asks the wealthy Wisconsin residents or corporations to share in the sacrifice you're asking from the rest of us.
University of Milwaukee employee and union leader Gilbert Johnson criticized the governor's plan to give the University of Wisconsin-Madison more freedom when it comes to campus buildings, purchases, salaries, and tuition.
Making UW-Madison a separate public authority will only serve to reinforce the perception that UW-Madison has become an elitist institution out of reach of average working people in Wisconsin.
The governor did have supporters at this hearing. Tim Sheehy with the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce compared Walker's budget to working on the foundation of a home.
It isn't fun, it doesn't show well to the neighbors, but without this foundational work, we can't build going forward in Wisconsin the kinds of jobs and the kind of prosperity that we want.
Small businessman Stephen Klein said Walker's budget recognized that Wisconsin's taxes are too high.
I would like to express my deepest thanks and heartfelt gratitude to Governor Walker.
But Klein and Sheehy were in the minority at this hearing. The crowd was large enough that Republicans stopped letting people sign up to testify at around 12:30. At a little after 6, with hundreds gathered, GOP Assembly Committee Co-Chair Robin Voss read the names of those who signed up but did not get a chance to talk.
Against Mike Mueller, against Mark Grinlock, against Christine Hamamera, against.
There's one more hearing on the budget tomorrow in Neenah. Then it's up to Republican lawmakers to decide the timeline for voting on the budget piece by piece. The circumstances of this year's budget debate are unique. Several senators face potential recall elections this summer, including 5 Republican members of the Budget Committee. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.